Chapter 7. Visitors. Another winter passed, and slowly everything became greener and greener. The days soon became hotter and longer. Heidi had been waiting a long time for summer to finally come. The month of June was just coming to an end when Heidi, having stepped outside to go see her grandfather, suddenly gave a loud cry.
"Grandfather," she called excitedly, "come here, look!"
A strange-looking procession was making its way up the mountain. In front, two men were carrying a chair. Sitting in the chair was a young girl wrapped in a blanket. A lady on a horse followed them. The procession ended with a porter who was carrying a very large trunk.
"Here they come! Here they come!"
shouted Heidi, jumping with joy. Sure enough, it was the party from Frankfurt. The figures came closer and closer until at last they arrived. Heidi hugged Clara and then Grandmama. Grandfather had heard so much about Heidi's friends from Frankfurt that they greeted each other like old friends. Grandmama thought everything looked beautiful. Clara looked around at the mountains and tall fir trees in amazement. She had never imagined, much less seen, anything so wonderful. They all gathered their chairs around Clara's seat and ate a lovely meal of toasted cheese and bread. Grandmama and Aunt Uncle got on very well together and had lots to talk about. Meanwhile, the girls happily chatted about everything that had happened since Heidi had left Frankfurt. After their meal, everyone went inside the hut. Grandfather carried Clara up to the hayloft so she could see where Heidi slept. Grandmama followed them up too.
"It is wonderful up here, Heidi," exclaimed Clara. "You can look from your bed straight into the sky."
Grandfather then looked at Grandmama. "Would it be okay if your granddaughter stayed up on the mountain with us?" he asked. "I am sure she would only grow stronger here." Clara and Heidi were delighted at these words, and Grandmama agreed at once. Now the sun was setting and it was getting dark. It was time for Grandmama to make her way back down the mountain to the village where she was staying. The girls promised to write her every day, and she promised to visit again soon. Clara found the mountain life more charming each day, and the days spent on the mountain passed quickly. She could not say enough of Grandfather's kindness and care, or of Heidi's lively and amusing companionship. On some days, after carrying Clara down from the hayloft, Grandfather would say, "Will you try and stand for a minute or two?" Clara made the effort in order to please him, but held on to him as soon as her feet touched the ground. She said it hurt too much to stand. However, Grandfather let her try a little bit each day to practice. Heidi longed to take Clara farther up the mountain, where there was still so much to see. So she asked her grandfather if he would take them out with the goats the next day. "Very well," he said, "but if I do, Clara must try her best again this evening to stand on her feet." Heidi ran back to Clara with the good news. Clara promised to try her very best because she so looked forward to the next day's trip. And that evening, Grandfather could tell that Clara tried her hardest. The next morning, they made their way up the mountain. Grandfather carried Clara, and Heidi followed behind with Peter and the goats. When they reached the top, Grandfather put Clara down carefully on a blanket. Clara looked around in wonder. "This is a truly beautiful spot. It's so lovely up here, Heidi," she exclaimed. Grandfather left the girls, saying he would be back in the evening to take them home. The girls were quite happy to spend the day together on the mountain. After a few hours, Heidi asked Clara if she might leave her for a few minutes. She wanted to go over to the spot where all the flowers grew to see if they had blossomed. Heidi quickly ran off. When she reached the field of flowers, she saw a mass of beautiful colors. Suddenly, she turned around and ran back to Clara full of excitement.
"Oh, you must come!" Heidi called out to her friend. It's more beautiful than you can imagine. Clara could not follow Heidi without help from Grandfather. Heidi decided to seek Peter's help. Together, they lifted Clara up and supported her on each side. Clara tried to take a small step forward, but it was very difficult for her. Put your foot down firmly once, suggested Heidi. I am sure it will hurt you less after that. Clara followed Heidi's advice and put one firm step on the ground and then another. Oh, that was less painful already, she exclaimed. Try again, said Heidi. Clara kept putting one foot in front of the other until she was taking proper steps. Heidi looked on with amazement. You can walk now, Clara, she cried. Clara was overcome with joy. She could think of nothing she wanted more than to be strong enough to walk around on her own 2 feet. Heidi and Clara soon reached the field of flowers and sat down in the middle of them. Clara was quiet but very happy. She felt more hopeful than she ever had before. After they had eaten some food, Grandfather appeared ready to take them back to the hut. Heidi couldn't wait to tell him the news about Clara. Clara then walked a little with Grandfather, and he looked on with extreme happiness. He didn't want Clara to overdo it, so he picked her up. The happy party then made their way down the mountain to Grandfather's hut. The next morning, Grandfather suggested that the girls write to Grandmama and ask her if she would come for a visit. But the children had another plan. Clara would first practice walking more so that she might be able to go a little way by herself. Then they would surprise Grandmama with Clara's recovery.